Swami Viswanath. Those who had the good fortune to enter into the company of Swami Viswanatha will ever remember their contact with him. He was an all-renouncing sadhu, a living embodiment of humility, simplicity, and deep spiritual experience. On one occasion, when requested by an earnest New York devotee to narrate some of his reminiscences of Sri Bhagavan, he began by saying, "Sri Bhagavan has given me the experience that he is none other than myself. He is not external to me." And without the slightest pretense or air of scholarship, his knowledge of Tamil and Sanskrit was profound. His proficiency in English was also precise. Bhagavan valued his keen insight in literary matters and encouraged him. He has many translations and works to his credit, and the litany of 108 names of Bhagavan daily recited before the Maharishi Samadhi grave was composed by him. He was a friend and mentor to all devotees coming to Sri Ramanashramam. His austere silence, his genial smile, his love and care for all, especially the disabled and poor, and his fatherly guidance will always be remembered and missed. The following letter sent to Arunachala Ashrama in New York less than 2 months before his demise is a testimony to his total absorption in the Supreme Self that Arunachala Ramana was for him. "Dear Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavata and fellow devotees at New York and Nova Scotia, I am in receipt of Sri Bhagavat's letter of the 31st of July and Dennis Hartel's letter of August 4th. With the good wishes of Yogamaya Ji, Bhaskar, John, Evelyn, Darlene, Margot, Matthew, and all of you, I am reminded of a small couplet in Tamil. Nama Rupam Poyada, Nadadangalum Satada, which means name and form is false. The whole universe is nothing but one existence. The latter half of the verse means delay not, hold on to it. All well here. Ganesan has returned from his trip to Calcutta and other places. What is there to write and communicate? Sankara says in his Sarva Vedanta Siddhanta Sara Sangraha, which I studied in my teens, silence, silence, and again silence, 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 and nothing more. Silence is where jnana and bhakti meet. There can't be any talk in profound jnana or bhakti. Yet Sankara has written so many commentaries and composed so many original works and hymns in praise of all deities to draw to the center various persons in various stages of spiritual development. Dakshinamurti taught in silence. Sankara condescended to help through reasoning as well. And Ramana is Dakshinamurti and Sankara in one form. He is Arunachala in human form. Words are inadequate to describe him. Those who are fortunate to enter into the spirit of Arunachala by divine grace are saved. That is, they no longer exist as individuals. They are once for all lost in Bhagavan. To be lost is to be saved. All ego gone, living as that alone, Is penance good for growth? Sings Ramana, the self. Upadesa Saram, verse 30. After all this, how am I to sign my name? Love to all of you. Sri Ramanashramam, 30 August 1979.